Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adrian. How may I help you?
I can't hear a word you're saying. It's all staticky.
Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adrian.
You're still coming in all staticky. Are you there?
Yes, I can hear me now.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Anyhow,
I'm calling because I noticed a charge on my bank card for $49.97, and I was wondering why. I'm not even familiar with this company.
Okay. So can I please have your zip code?
08094.
Your first and last name?
Bruce DiPolito.
Thank you. I see an account here. Match your name. Could you verify your address?
449 Cranberry Drive, Williamstown, New Jersey, 08094.
Thank you for that. So I see a purchase here for a Wi-Fi booster for $7.45 and then the $49.97 charge for our subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club.
I never subscribed to the Consumer Buyers Club. I just, you know, the Wi-Fi thing was from Home Depot telling me, you know, I guess, you know, they have a list of things you can purchase and all you have to do is pay shipping and handling, which was the $7 and change. And I've gotten two other things from the same site, and I was never charged any additional fees. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. So it was stated in the terms and conditions.
Well, yeah, okay. What was it like, you know, the real fine print that, you know, no one knows about until they actually get stuck with the bill? All right, that's fine. Am I going to get any further charges?
No, sir. I can get the account canceled for you. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yeah. Is it going to give me my $49 back?
So I can do a 35% refund.
Well, I guess it's better than nothing.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
And Home Depot is getting an email, also getting a phone call telling them that, you know, to me this whole thing's a scam. They're offering you one thing, and then in the fine print they're offering you, they're doing something else with it. You know, that's like a bait and switch type thing. I know it's not your fault, but, you know, that's just not right. You know, in 4-inch letters they tell you how something's, you know, you only pay for shipping and handling, and then in 4 centimeters words they're, you know, committing you to something else. So is there anything else I need to do to end this?
So no, sir, the account's canceled. You won't be billed any future charges.
Okay, and the 35% will get credited back to my account?
Yes, sir. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you for your help.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.